Blog Talk Radio.
Beauty has changed. Look at me. See, I'm single right now. In the slave days, I would have been single. See, tall and I'm strong, Colin. Strong! I'm Mandingo!
Be a slave,
no,
right?
No, that is not what I'm saying. I do not want to be a slave. Hell, I don't like working for you white people right me. Back in the slave days, my love life would have been way better. Matt, the best brother on the plantation. And every month I'd be in the corner having a super baby. Every 9 months I'd just be in the corner just popping. COVID. LeBron. Sinbad. That's what I'm saying. I'm one slave draft pick.
The niggas are coming.
Run, Charlie, run.
Look, the niggas are coming.
The niggas are coming.
I watched you go to church on Sunday.
The greatest.
Oh, yeah. What's up, family? What's up, family? Hey, y'all, that's the way to open up, y'all, with a temptation talking about Run, Charlie, Run. Y'all remember who Charlie is, don't you? Don't y'all know Charlie? Y'all don't know Charlie. I ain't talking about Uncle Charlie. I ain't talking about Uncle Charlie or the Gap Band. Nah, I ain't talking about that Charlie. Hey, that was hit the Charlie, man. Y'all know they talking about the white man. They used to call. That's what, you know, over in Vietnam. They used to call the white soldiers or whatever over in Vietnam, they used to call them Charlie. Y'all remember that? Y'all remember them old Vietnam movies? They talking about Charlie Company and all of this. So they said, run, Charlie, run. The niggas are coming. Y'all know they running. Just check it out. Just check this one out. Now, when you know when white folks had all white neighborhood, then black folks started to get a little money. What we want to do? We want to move in the neighborhood right beside them, right? So the white folk get the one neighbor move, black person move in. Here come two, here come three, and all the white folk get to start running. Then and they start running and try to get them another community or another neighborhood somewhere. Tell my run, Charlie, run, cause the niggas are coming. The niggas are coming. But you know what we gonna tell them? You can run, but you can't hide. Oh yeah. What's up, family? What's up? We're in the house on this Monday, y'all. Magnificent Monday it is. Magnificent Monday. 6 months, second day, y'all. Oh man, 2014. We in the house. Hey, tonight's topic of conversation for you is, man. I'll check this one out, y'all. Do so-called black people lie about their own history? Yeah. Do so-called black people lie about their own history? And I had to just throw so-called in there because y'all know there's a lot of things now dealing with this thing about calling ourselves black. So I just had to put so-called in there because, you know, I don't know what to say no more when we want to try to label ourselves and just have a decent conversation. So nowadays you got to put so-called this, so-called that. I don't know. It's fucking ridiculous. I don't understand. Just to throw a little point in here, yesterday there was a show that was being done yesterday talking about Is Gay the New Black? And my sister Renee Bass was talking to some guy, I forgot his name, but she was having sort of like a debate talking about this thing, the gay agenda. And when she was bringing up the name gay to him, when it was referring to black people, he was like, no, that's the white folk term. You know, we are not gay. He said we are tender loving people or something crazy. So he's saying, when she kept saying the gay, calling them gay, he's like, no, we're not gay. I keep telling you that's the white man word. We are tender loving people. So even when they calling ourselves this and that, it's hard, man. I don't know. Just you know, when you see somebody, you just say, hey, man, come here. That's what we need to start. That's damn near what we're going to start doing each other. Hey, come here. Hey, so-and-so, hey, because we can't call nobody no name. You know what I'm saying? Well, let me give y'all a rundown of the description right fast. Let me see what they're saying in the chat room. Hold my mic. I saw, but okay, you saw, but you did not listen. Nah, let's throw this right here and there right fast. Since the topic is, do so-called black people lie about their own history? And I will say, hell yeah, straight off the top, hell yeah, we do. And we are doing that, man, magnificently today. It ain't the white man or the so-called European, Caucasian, whatever we call them, Tamahu. They ain't doing it. We doing it today. But here's a question. Here's a description right here. Have we been told that our identity has been lost and that we don't know who we are as a people? And haven't we been told that we must get knowledge of self? But my question is today is, are we making up stuff just to say that we have knowledge of our history? Yeah, that's it right there, y'all. Hey, are we making up stuff just to say that we have knowledge of our history? And there's another old saying they used to say with that. And I got a saying that goes with that saying. You know, they say, you gotta stand for no. What how I go? You gotta if a person. If you don't stand for nothing, if you don't stand for something, you'll fall for anything. That's what they say. If you don't stand for something, you will fall for anything. So I have a saying that goes like this. With that, are we going for anything just to say we stand for something? Yeah. Are you going for anything just to say you standing for something? Because don't nobody want to be out there saying, well, I looked at, man, what you standing for? I ain't standing for shit. damn, man, you know, man, you need to get in the game. So all we always want to play along like we into something. Hey, that's with that, y'all. That's with that. Let's get into this show. Let's get into it, y'all. You know, hey, we got to get this thing going here. Man, get into the history of y'all. But are y'all, are we as a people lying about our own history just to say we got a history now? Because they said it's been lost. We've been told to get knowledge of self. So are we starting to now make up shit just to say we know who we are as a people? I say sometimes we are. I think we're chopping and screwing this shit. You know, in Texas, they had that mix called chopping and screwing. Yeah. But let's get this in the house, y'all. Hey, this show is hosted by none other than your brother. That is Brother Eric, Brother Anthony L., and Brother Sunray 9. We are y'all gracious hosts right here at Culture Freedom Radio, where we keep it raw and sure enough, we keep it uncut. And it's just like our brother Savannah Black that comes on each and every Saturday. I forgot to bring this up, too. I got to remind me, I'm gonna have to do some pre-recorded things. So I be get flowing and I forget. And check out Brother Savannah Black, y'all. Go into the archive and check out Brother Savannah Black that comes on each and every Saturday night, sometime on Sundays too. Man, for that conscious Savannah Black conscious attack. Savannah Black conscious attack. And when I say he attack, he gonna attack your goddamn mind when he come that day, y'all. He coming hardcore. So let's bring my brother Eric in the house. Let's get this thing going. Peace to you, brother. Peace, brother Eric.
Peace to you, Black man. Peace to everybody listening and who will listen on the DL. How you doing, bro?
Oh, yes, sir, brother. I'm doing. I'm making it in the house, brother.
Oh, yes, sir. Yeah, we dealing with black people chopping and screwing, huh?
Yes, sir.
Well, you know for a fact there hasn't been a precedent set or yardstick on how to teach our people, per se, outside of leaders and those struggling for the liberation of our people. I mean, there's no such thing. Well, we have it within organizations, but collectively, we don't have it. You know, such as these truths are held self-evident, blah, 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 blah. There's a disconnect, like we always said. There's a disconnect within us and how we deal with each other outside of our organization or our network, what have you. It's almost like, you know, we conscious, but we attacking each other based on consciousness. Remember, the messenger said that. It's right there in the message of black man. Remember when he said he'd give a black man some knowledge and how he act with it?
Yes, sir.
The messenger was right on, man. So, by the way, what you had me listening to today just gave me a headache, man.
Yeah, that was a bunch of shit. My bad.
I just got a headache out of that, and it was a waste of my battery life and my bandwidth.
Hmm. Yeah, I was disappointed once it started out good. I got disappointed.
But, you know, then again, you got to listen to it so you can see what's going on, you know.
Yes, sir.
You got to listen to it to see what's going on. So, with that said, let's bring in Brother Anthony. He's on the line.
Peace to you, Brother Anthony. Peace.
Well, peace to you, brothers. Peace to the listeners. Like you said, all
now,
those that
are
listening, I like that there because they do be listening on the low.
Say what? Say that again.
I say they do be listening. I say they do be listening on the low.
Mm-hmm. Oh, all the time.
Oh, yes, sir.
Especially
yeah,
listening but, today. Especially listening today.
But yeah,
don't
sir,
worry about
yeah,
it. I ain't talking about nobody, so y'all can stop listening if you want to. Because I ain't gonna talk about nobody. I don't even feel like talking about it. But boy, goddamn. But go ahead, bro.
Yeah, Sunray hit it on the head. Yeah. They piecemeal the history together, you know. And it's somewhat that I say I understand why it's like that because of what we've been through as a people, you know. And a lot of people is looking for something, some form of dignity or something to feel great about, which we do come from greatness. It's just, you know, all been chopped, screwed, hidden, stolen from us. So what they do find, you know, they take it to try to establish their self-esteem and their self-worth. So we do have to get out of the fact of just grabbing anything and claiming anything as though it's our history, because it may put us back in the situation in which we came from. Because, for example, when Sunray just brought up the topic of what do we call ourselves, it may get to the point we don't know what we should call ourselves. First of all, you start with what the name your mama gave. See what I'm saying? And as an identity, you have to do some extensive research based upon genealogy. Then you connect that to the heritage. Then you connect it to where that heritage fit in history. Instead of just going saying, oh, these people great and they black like me, I'm just going to take this and identify with that. You can't do that. That ain't the case. So, you know, we can go on and get into it.
Mm-hmm.
And break down some of these identities that, you know, people take on and then create, you know, a story around
them. Well, Sunray, if you allow me.
Yeah, go ahead, brother. Go ahead.
To grace the MIC. We always got to start off and go to the damn dictionary. It's European dictionary. It's Slavic, Caucasus Mountain, raw food eating, shitting and wiping your hands with it and eating the shit words. That we use today, created by the Caucasian race.
Mm-hmm.
History. Now, why y'all laugh?
Hey,
that's funny to see somebody wipe their ass with their own hand and then eat. That's funny. Because that nasty.
Well, it's funny when they tend to get a kick out of it after you done tried to civilize them. And
it's funny me talking about it, but you know, watch a video of that shit and it'll turn your stomach.
Yes, it is.
But any goddamn way, I digress. I guess y'all say, oh, we come in as an idiot, huh? Ask me if I give a damn. No. Because I'm going to keep on doing what the fuck I'm doing. As niggas try to mimic my style, I'm going to keep flowing like a nigga know how. Why I say nigga? Because I'm having a moment. Back on history. That was a nigga moment. Y'all missed it.
Mm-hmm. You having a nigga moment?
Why y'all laughing? Why y'all laughing?
Ain't nothing wrong with it.
Okay, history. The branch of knowledge dealing with past events. History. Notice, branch. Didn't say root of that motherfucker. The branch of knowledge dealing with past events. Continuous systematic narrative of past events as relating to particular people, country, period, person, etc. Wait! God damn it. The record of past events and times, especially in connection with the human race. Past notable for its important, unusual, or interesting events. Acts, ideas, events, etc., what have you. History, a branch of knowledge. So, we sitting up here arguing over a branch of knowledge.
Mm-hmm. Brother Eric.
Link.
Huh? Brother, I hate to cut you. Why are you there? Because you in them H's. Pull up heritage, too, real quick.
So hold on for a minute, bro. Give me talk for a minute.
Okay. All right.
Wait a minute. Go ahead, bro.
Oh, you know,
I can't. And I'm gonna come right back to you.
You'll be able to spend that. You'll be able to put that post together.
Here.
Herod.
Yeah, I ain't even cut you, bro.
Okay. Good, because I had to do something real quick. Now, you say you want me to look up heritage?
Yeah, pull up heritage right quick. So, yeah. And then we'll have those two side by side. Those two definitions. Pull up heritage.
All right. Heritage. Or hairy tag.
As y'all say, he acted silly today.
Where is this money? Sorry, you ain't got it, let me see.
Damn, I ain't even got my dictionary.
Okay, heritage. Property that is or may be, what does it say? Inherited. An inheritance. A special or individual possession and allotted portion. Let me read. That ain't what you're looking for, huh?
Heritage.
Let me say. That's what I'm reading, heritage. Property.
Are you reading
it? What definition of heritage do you want?
Hold on. The definition of heritage I want is dealing with the root of go ahead.
Root of a thing? Property that descends to an heir. Something transmitted or acquired from a predecessor, something possessed as a result of one's natural situation or birth.
There we go, that one.
Okay.
Now you dealing
on
with
you,
the
bro.
Yeah. So, okay, now when you read the definition of history, like you said, it's a branch of something. Now, we dealing with heritage. It tells you in there, right? It's something that belongs to you and passed down to you by birth. So, therefore, your culture and your heritage belong to you because it was given to you. It's your story, and that's where your identity lies right there. Then your history expound upon that. See what I'm saying? As where the history can always be manipulated, changed, and altered, but your heritage cannot. That's who the hell you is. See what I'm saying? If you go back and
read
the dictionary.
I see what you said.
So it's whatever your grandmother, your grandparents say you were, and whatever traditions they passed down, that can't be changed or altered. It can be added to define who y'all are as a whole. As where history, if I hold the pen and I conquer you, I write this shit. This is the branch that extends into your heritage, which I try to change. But when you get rid of all that bullshit there and get down to the root, you ain't got nothing but what you call heritage. And that's who you really is. That's where your identity is, in your heritage. And like I said, it's passed down from one place to the one generation to the next generation, and it's given to you at birth. It's your birthright.
Yeah, but the problem is, in the conscious community, is there's a disconnect because everybody's trying to ride on everybody.
I'm going to debate the Hebrew Israelites. I mean, for what? Ain't they proud to be black just like you? Yeah. Ain't they talking about doing the same thing you're doing? Yeah. So at this point, in my Hillary Clinton voice, at this point, what difference does it make? Huh? What's the motive here? This civilization trying to outshine this other civilization. I mean, that's like children saying my toy is bigger and better than your toy. I mean,
right.
But you know, it's accepted. That comes with the territory because psychologically, when you wake up, you want to flex your chest. And until you can come in oneness with the self and what you embrace, then you can embrace others. See, consciousness is an ego thing. It's a big ego thing. Everybody know it. It's a big ego thing. But it's dialogue that gets us nowhere. At the end of the day, you just got a whole bunch of brothers and sisters sounding heavy and deep. And that's it. That's it, bro. End of show. End of show. Another one. It was heavy than a motherfucker. And they keep dropping it. Boy, they could drop that sign. But you look how they use it. Look how we use our knowledge, wisdom, and understanding. You can use knowledge for good, or you can use it for evil.
Mm-hmm.
Sometimes evil is good, and sometimes good is evil. Islam is mathematics, and mathematics is Islam. You can add and subtract. You can divide and multiply. But that shit right there, man, just give a brother a headache, man. Because the science that you come to learn under any study is supposed to take you to an elevated state at some point in your development where that shit right there don't really mean nothing. We're arguing about the material world and focusing more on material than the spiritual. Simple as that. But will they listen? Hell no. Because the majority of the people ain't going to get there. Majority ain't going to get there. So, you know, everybody put a little extra gravy on the teachings they love. Just keep it 100. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
Everybody put a little extra stick of butter on their shit. Huh?
Mm-hmm.
You ain't never tasted my collard greens. You ain't never tasted my chicken.
My mac.
I don't even like chicken. You ain't never tasted mine. Wait till you taste it. So, that's my words on that shit, bro.
Yeah. What was the video right based now on, Eric?
The video. What you talking about?
Yeah, you saying something. Yeah, what you said you had watched.
Oh, here you go.
Here I go. No, I ain't up on it.
Man. It was about, what's the name of the motherfucker? It was
Set, not Seti. Man, Sunray, tell them the name of the show, man. I can't even remember. It was Unk and Them. Destruction of a Black Civilization.
Oh. Yeah.
And,
Malik Zulu Shabazz.
Malik Zulu Shabazz. And Sarnetta was on there, and Wesley Muhammad was on there. Hold on for a minute. What you want, bro?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. Okay, we leave it there. But yeah, go ahead, Sunray.
I'm back.
It wasn't nothing about them, though. We were just talking about listening.
But it was just a waste of time. The whole thing about it was based on Lions Out the Cage talking about Malik Zulu Shabazz. And evidently he didn't like that. And I guess they said something about Ankh, so Ankh brought him on. And, you know, they was checking him because he, whenever he asked about the Scientology, he says no comment. So,
okay.
They was trying to put him on blast, but.
No, okay.
You know, it's, I mean, come on, man.
Yeah, it's what it is.
Come on,
it's
man. Who gives a damn if he likes Scientology or not? Shit, if he like it, he like it. You can't make him stop liking it. Damn. I thought you wanted freedom, justice, and equality lines in the cage. Hell, if he want to practice Scientology, let his ass practice it. If he want to do it in secret, let his ass do it in secret. What you care about? That sounds like some whole gay ass shit to me. But you know, y'all done got me started, so keep on rolling with the motherfucker.
Yeah, that's what it is.
Because these niggas, first of all, I don't even know why you open this can of worms. First of all, Lions in the Cage ain't even shit. Who the fuck listen to Lions in the Cage? I can't stand them motherfuckers. They don't be teaching. Second of all, Amon Ra Squad, talking about they was the first ones to come out on Scientology. That's a bunch of bullshit. We was the first ones to come out on that motherfucker. So somebody gonna make me listen to this shit? They talking about shit we didn't done. Lions in the Cage trying to sound like us. Can't quite do it because you can't do it. Be yourself. I'm being my goddamn self. Be your motherfucking self. Honking them over there lying and shit. But you know, fuck it. I don't give a fuck. Because I ain't in it to be no fucking celebrity in this bitch.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need that. I don't need nobody saying they liking me. I don't need that because I don't give a shit. Got nobody liking me. Whoopty whoop. Fuck you. Motherfucker. Shit. I live my life the way I would choose to live it, and I don't give a fuck who or what feel about the shit or whatever the fuck I say. Freedom of speech, motherfucker. You want to be free? Speak your mind. Fuck it. Hell.
There you go.
You got motherfuckers in the organization scared to speak their fucking mind, bro.
Mm-hmm. What they join for.
You actually do. You actually got people that are intimidated by these teachings, by other people, fearful because, you know, remember I said you can use knowledge for good and evil now. You can be persuasive with that motherfucker. You can be cunning with that motherfucker. Especially when the motherfucker ain't got no knowledge and no game. Oh, man. Shit. That's what you call your army right there. Your controller. Once you got a little bit more sense, you make them captains, lieutenants, secretaries. But the bright ones keep selling the paper on the corner. I mean, not so bright ones keep selling the paper on the corner.
Eichmann, foot soldiers.
And don't nobody call and say, I'm a lawyer and I sell papers. I ain't talking about y'all. I'm talking about the major percentage. And what's real is what's real, and that's why any civilization is run. The weakest do the weakest shit. The stronger do the stronger shit. That's just how I go, man.
Mm-hmm. That's the structure.
Don't matter what organization you in, you ain't going to put the weak over something that person needs to be strong over. So come on now. I'm just using the Nation of Islam as an example. So don't nobody be calling. Well, you could call if you want to. I don't give a shit. Call. God damn it. I shouldn't have to be explaining myself like some bitch. But go ahead, man. You see, now I'm
going to Son Ray,
I don't know why y'all be doing this shit to me, bro. Y'all ain't right.
You gotta egg me on, bro.
Huh?
No, I don't want to egg you on. I just didn't, I wasn't hip. I wasn't hip.
You hip now.
I didn't get the number. Yeah, I'm hip now.
You hip now. And everybody else is too, goddammit. Shit. Well, go ahead, man, because I guess we're still on topic, huh?
Yeah, we're on topic. That's the deal, you know.
Yeah. I guess they ain't going to like this one, Survey.
Yeah,
they ain't going to like this
one. They never
my bad, y'all. My bad. If you want me to say my bad, motherfucker.
Shit. Damn, this chat wrong. Shut me down. Let's see here.
Yeah,
no, laughing every goddamn thing. Oh, shit. Yeah, well, I was looking at, to the show, we're talking about something, too. Yeah, man, I got my mic muted or something. What's up? This motherfucking mic.
No.
Yeah, but we was, I was looking at some of the documentary the other day. It was pretty interesting. Called The First Americans Were Black Aborigines. It was pretty interesting. Watch that. It's actually on YouTube. You can look it up. The First Americans Were Black Aborigines. And how they was talking about that. And they was actually making a distinction like between the Indians and the black aborigines and all that. They were saying Indians in their turnarounds to aborigines, but they were saying that the first original people, they say we weren't European, so they did say that, because you remember they were saying at first that the first people that was over here in America were the Mangaloids, because they was on three distinctive races, Mangaloids.
Yes.
Yeah, they were trying to say that at first. That's why they say the native had those features, phenotypes, you know, what they call it, the tight eyes and stuff, what we would say. Yeah, so it was a pretty interesting, little documentary that you could see. It was done by the BBC. You know, it was interesting. And they went all down to, Brazil. And they were saying that the Indians, they kept saying Indians. They said even the Indians were there. And then the people went down there with like the Europeans and they said African slaves. They said most of the majority of the people there that you see now are a mixture of the European and African slaves from descendants from that. So, you know, that's crazy. Even with she saw a video. She said they was talking about how America was possibly built before Egypt. I guess what you're talking about, the civilization before Egypt was built up. I've heard things of that. Like I said, some things, though, this history is so twisted. Sometimes I just want to, like, man, fuck it. I don't even want to study this shit no more, because there's a lot of people, things that they've been saying is so twisted. And then, when I try to go and look it up, like other things to look it up, I just can't find that, what they say. And like I said, some people, like when you look things up dealing with their organizations, you know, look up things outside of that organization or whatever that the people that's talking this, you can't find it nowhere else outside of those organizations that's saying these type of things. You know, and I'm like, damn, wait a minute, where they get that from? You know, how did they come up to this, you know, conclusion? You know, but the history, other history tells something totally different than what they're saying. But that's why I say sometimes, man, look like they just make up stuff to say that, hey, we got knowledge of self. You know, because everybody's saying, man, I'm trying to get knowledge of self. You know, they used to be the saying. We got to get knowledge of self. And so we'll say, hey, our history, our identity has been lost, man. We don't know who we are as a people and what we are as a people. So now it's like they mixing this. They taking parts over here, putting this shit together. They copying, pasting, and putting this together. They, oh, bam, here we go. Now I know who I am. You a mixed breed. That's what you are. You a mixed breed of information. That's what the hell you are. You know, sure. And then when you ask them about it, they can't truly explain it because it's all mixed up. And you know, like I said, sometimes, man, like I said, this internet, it could be a blessing. It could be a blessing and it could be a curse too at the same time. Because everybody can get a damn video. I mean, a little webcam and a little toy camera at a Dollar General and get on here and make up a video and just chop up stuff and have people like, yeah, this is who we are. This is what we are. Come on, man. For real? For real. And that's what's going on, man, with a lot of this stuff. Like, you know, what the sisters say, it's a lot of confusion within the black community. It truly is. That's why everybody is still fighting. And then some people don't even want to get involved in it because, you know, this thing called consciousness that we call consciousness, because it's still confusing to them. You know, hey, man, I talked to this brother. He said that we are this people. I talked to that brother because he said we are that people. Just like just the common word that we'll say black, just like that words. Psalms and African psalms that we're black. And just these type of just terms to call ourselves. Man, don't call me black nigga. I ain't black. I'm a nigga. The word nigga means so-and-so. Well, wait a minute. Hold up, brother. Don't call me nigga. See, we get to arguing, debating over right there. just words, plain words, and we can't even get to the facts. And it's like people talking about uniting. It's just like small list stuff. We can't even unite on. And then we talking about getting to the bigger part, trying to find our identity. First of all, to find out this, we don't even know what the hell to call ourselves, first of all. I mean, what do you need to call ourselves? We can't even come to a conclusion. Well, okay, you want to call yourself black. I want to call myself blue. I want to call myself green. Okay, fine. That's what you want to be? Cool. But that ain't what I want to be. But, hey, look, okay, if that's what you, that's, if you feel good with that, I'm tight with that too. Okay, let's get to the matter at hand, and let's run with it. We can't even do that shit. We can't even do that, you know, because you came from the same core, because we never was the same goddamn people. We all came from different tribes anyway, so we never were called the same thing anyway. Yeah, go ahead, brother.
Oh, I forgot what I was going to say, bro.
Oh, my bad.
You good.
So we never going to have the same name. You know, you had the Swahili, you had the Bantu, you had the Zulus, you got this, you got that. So never were we the same damn people. So can't nobody say, hey, we all Hebrew Israelites. No, the hell we wasn't. Look on your map and look at the globe and we all Kemites. No, what the hell we all not. No, we not. Like I said, you ain't got to take a DNA test to find that shit out. I mean, there's something just common goddamn sense. Look at the globes, man. Look at the maps, and you can just clearly see there are many different nations. There are many different tribes. Those who, you know, you ain't even got to, okay, those who don't even read the Bible, Holy Quran, even those even tell you starting off, it started off with genealogy. And when it started off with that means there's different nations and different tribes. So we cannot all be the same. We were never at the same. Like somebody live in New York right now, they might be calling you a New Yorkian. I live in Memphis. I might be a Memphian. I'm a Memphian, that's what they call me. So we're still not the same on those bases. It's just saying what city we live in. You have a historical battle behind you by living in New York. I have one from living in Memphis. But we still have a common goal, though. You know, we still have a commonality amongst ourselves. But when it comes to names, that shit varies. So, you know, we'll never be the same on that. Never.
Is it that one?
Yeah.
Yeah. Go ahead, man. Oh,
well,
cut
put,
shit off.
Well put, son, Ray. Well put.
I say, you know what? The plus side of it is at least we're talking. At least we're dialoguing. It could be where we wouldn't be even talking to one another. So at least we talking.
Mm-hmm.
And ain't killing one another. Or at least not trying to. At least we got dialogue. That's the first step.
Mm-hmm.
But we've been dialoguing. Sometimes that shit gonna have to get... Sometimes you're gonna get bored with that. You know what I mean? That's the...
Yeah.
That shit gonna come to an end. Like, damn, how many goddamn debates we gonna have? Damn. You know what I'm saying? At a certain point, you're gonna get fed up with it. You're gonna be fed up with it like you're fed up with hip hop. I hate to say it, but you're gonna be fed up if you ain't already. Cause like I am.
It's a distraction for action, for not getting into action. It's a distraction for not moving into action. You know, it go back to like I said on a couple of the shows, you know, prior to these.
Yeah, but the
when
thing
we
is,
look at
too,
this information. All right, when we look at this information, and I always say this. We keep looking at it through the eyes of our oppressor. He's trying to find an identity. You see what I'm saying? We have become conscious with a lot of information historically. So what Sunray was saying, it goes back. That's why I said pull up both of the words and let's put them together like the message. Put a dirty cup and a clean cup next to each other and let the people choose. When you deal with heritage, as Sunray was saying when he made the example of a New Yorkin and a Memphite, they're the same people with common goals, but you have a heritage that is attached to a history that is different, that defines you within that geographical region, as well as New Yorkin has a heritage and history which define him. But yet y'all are the same people, and y'all ain't connected by DNA. Because, see, I'm waiting to get it pumped. I'm going to go into this DNA shit and blow it out the water and show you DNA versus genealogy, as Sunray said. You deal with genealogy over DNA. Because before they even introduced this DNA, your grandmama, your granddaddy, your aunties, your uncle, they were the best DNA so-called DNA testers of who is your family, where you came from, and what your roots was. Your roots are in your heritage, not your history. Your history is the action in which you've done based upon protecting your culture or using your culture to influence or certain traditions that defines you as a people within a geographical location. That's your heritage. And whatever came up out of that to protect it is your history. And whoever become the victor and holds the pen writes that motherfucker. So that creates the confusion. Over time, when I become your conqueror and start rewriting who you are and passing it down to your generation, to your offspring, then they become confused and lost. So now they only can grasp on to whatever it is I present to them for their survival. So therefore, when we start arguing about, like Sunray said, when you take this planet, we all have influenced each other. When you take that map out and see these different nations, each one of these nations came into contact with each other, left an influence on each other. So they adopted certain traditions and ways because of the interacting, because of the marriage, because of business transactions,
or because of, that's what the purpose of a treaty. Okay, I didn't get along with how you roll, but we got to come to, like somebody said, a common ground. So now we create culture within that to, in order for you and me to coexist together. That's what it's based on. But now, like you said, they want to argue, debate, and fight over it. That's a European mindset. You have dug up your history. You may have piecemealed it or trying to piecemeal it to argue, but at the same time, you ain't saying we the same people. And now what type of treaty we going to come to so that we can move forward? We just going to say, who won the debate? Who, what side you going? What side gonna get swayed? That's all European mentality. That's why they can't get nothing done, like you said, in the conscious community. They can't get nothing done because it's about East Coast, West Coast, Hebrew, Moor, whoever next up, whoever the next. You looking at WWF? That's the Black WWF of consciousness, or whatever you want to call that shit. That's all you looking at. It ain't about no culture. It ain't about them trying to redefine and take back what really belonged to them. They ain't did no genealogy check or DNA check, what they shouldn't be doing. Because they don't understand what that's about. And say, am I truly linked to this? Or is it because this Afrocentric scholar wrote this in this book and said this is who I am, so I'm going to study it to the point that I believe this is who I am. And that's what most of these niggas doing. Like Sun Ray said, we ain't all the same people. We are millions and millions of tribes. And only way you're going to find out who you is go through your own genealogy connected to that damn landmass that you was born on. That's where your history starts. That's where your heritage starts, where you was born. And you move forward from there, and you pass down those customs to your children to preserve. And that's what's going to freak you. Not none of this other shit people coming out commercially putting on you and labeling you. You ain't none of that. Most of those labels are white folks' labels, your conqueror's label. They gave you that. Just like Sun Ray said, when you talk about Egypt, they say, well, Egyptology, but yet they say the real name is Kemet. But because the majority of the people don't know about Kemet, they go to Egyptology. Egypt is a Greek word. So you just saying you accepting your conqueror, but yet you know the true history, but you still taking on the title of your conqueror. See what I'm saying? So you looking at it from a Eurocentric point of view. Instead of claiming it and saying this is mine, this is ancient Kemet, and this is what I'm going to be, a Kemite. So they say Egyptology and Kemite, oh, they both the same. No, they ain't. Is it when the white man took over, you followed, or when you was ruling? See what I'm saying?
Yes, sir. Yeah, and I asked a question. Okay, somebody just want to say something over there.
No, go ahead, bro.
Oh, okay. Yeah, and I had to ask you a quick question. Actually, now, even though... Now, just look at our condition and how we're acting out here, you know, just out in our communities anyway. You know, how we got a high crime rate, just besides the Europeans or whoever killing us. We have a high rate of so-called black-on-black crime in our community. We have a high rate of a lot of things that's dealing with what we're doing to one another to destroy ourselves as a so-called nation of people here in America. Now, if we do find out who we are and what we are from ancient times into now, I mean, just what is it going to do for us? Is it going to change our way of thinking, our way of acting towards one another? I think not. Because, you know, a lot of people claiming to be certain things now, but look at the way they're acting. So, like I said, like Sister Cheryl said, it would be good to know, you know, just for knowing's sake. And that's all a lot of these things are. It's just good to have to know, you know, like that's why we study books and you know, and do research. It's for knowing's sake, to have some, you know, a little enhancement in your life about knowing certain things. You can be able to jump into certain conversations and just dialogue on certain things. It's good. But What is it really going to do for us when we do find out? Yeah, okay, well, you find out that, yeah, we were the true people over here in America at first, you know what I'm saying, before any Europeans got over here. Yeah, okay, yeah, we found it out. But what is it doing for us now? What is it really going to do for us now when we find this out? It ain't going to do shit because look who's in control. That's why we talk about all of this history now. We talk about all the greatness that we were as a so-called people. But look at all of us people here in America. Some of us say we Hebrew Israelites. Some of us say we Moors. Some of us say we Nuwabians. Some of us say we this, we that. We are mixed up everything over here. But when you look at the condition that we all are going through, we're going through this shit together. I don't give a damn what we call ourselves. We all are going through it together. So in other words, it don't make no damn difference what you calling yourself. It's what y'all are going through. See, we can't even come together as a collective, you know what I'm saying, to stop and take time out and look at our conditions. You know, on the sideline, yeah, okay, we can keep studying and try to find out, dig through the surface and find out what culture, what tribe we come from. Okay, because that's good. That's good things to know. You know, if it's some good feel-good stuff to that. That's why when some people say they take that DNA test, they get a good feel-good out of it, you know. I guess it makes some of them feel good. But on the surface of it, just look at your brother who said, he's over here, Hebrew Israelite. Look at your brother who says, Muslim is not a nationality. They're just a religious thing. So I can't really put that in there. But just look at somebody else who say they over here is something else. And just look at what they're going through. And you think about it, damn, brother, you're going through what I'm going through. So when I see the YouTube videos and all of this stuff, and I see people in the news, they going through the same shit I can see that the other brother going through. So I'm like, damn, you know what I'm saying? They ain't treating nobody. They're not treating you better than the next person because, okay, you a this, you a that. They still treating us all the goddamn same. They don't care what we claim to be. We truly still going through the same thing. Like I said, all of it is nothing but a feel-good thing and a want-to-know type thing. Yeah, I probably want to know what tribe I came from, you know what I'm saying, and probably in Africa, hell, if I even came from this planet, I'm going to even say that. I probably didn't even descend from this damn planet. I know that might sound crazy to somebody, but just want to know. Sometimes it is. It's inquisitive minds. What is it? Curious minds want to know. So, but you know, on the surface, we really got to, man, focus on other than just our history. And, you know, that's why what we're thinking about, and like I said, it's cool. But let's think about why we're trying to flip these history books and talk about and looking through destruction of the black civilization, realize that it's a black destruction of civilization that's going on in your neighborhood. Because the same thing that Brother Chancellor William talked about, how the peril, the Asiatics and the Asiatic people and the Arabs and all of these stuff came in and invaded. Like places like Kemet or Sudan and all of these places, your Sudan, your black neighborhoods are being invaded right now by Arabs, by Muslims, by Pakistanians, by the Hindus. Got all them cheap ass motels in your neighborhood, hotels in your neighborhood. You have been invaded right to this day. Why are you looking at history and reading about how you're getting invaded? You've been invaded right now and can't even see it. Can't even see it. What the fuck do we own in our community right now? It used to be mom and pop stores in our neighborhood. Black-owned businesses in our neighborhood. No more. Go to a store, Arabs got set up in your goddamn neighborhood right to this very day. But we want to argue about history? Come on, man. It's right here. It's right in your face.
It's being repeated.
So, yeah, it's good to know, but damn. You're writing a history book now, brothers, sisters.
Every day, that's right. Because what they say, we didn't write history. We lived it. The beast wrote history because he needed a place to be, to exist, to make himself. See, him writing history and having to keep everybody focused on this history, it's so that he don't lose his fucking mind because he's a sociopath, a psychopath, and name every other pathology that they got documented in the psychology field of study. He's all that.
And what he's done is tried to make you become that too. And that way he can feel comfortable knowing that, okay, based on my scientific study, this is where I come from. I come from the original black man. But if I can get him to function the way I function, I can be comfortable. Because this man is always subject at any given moment, any given time, to wake up and propel himself into greatness. And I'll fall back into darkness. See what I'm saying? So when we participate in his behavior and try to define ourselves and spend time trying to find ourselves in the midst of all his, because he really the chop and screw master. We ain't the chop and screw master. We just trying to get back what we got, and we piecemealing. See, once again, the piecemealer was always the slave, trying to put a story back together. He chopped and screwed all this shit up so that he can have an identity, and whatever you don't want, he come and take it. And if you notice them, they'll say, hey, you don't want that? They always digging through people's garbage, rambling the value on that you have already been there, done it, is over with, I done moved on. They don't ever want you to leave them. If you look now at the timeline of history, every time they left you alone, you was able to create a new culture, built a legacy based upon the root of your heritage that was in you. Heritage, when you break it down, that's her. Your root is connected to your mama. She's the first teacher. Whatever she instills in you, you take that, and then you move on and build great things when you unify. No matter what tribe you come from and what y'all call yourself, we can always find a way to blend that shit together and do something great to benefit humanity. Because we are people that deal with humanity. If you look at, just like if I came over your way, you'd be like, this my dude, I've been building with him. You'll show me love. That's what we always say. We show each other love. It's the beast that always want to glorify the negative stuff. And because we're not out there putting it in to say, hey, that ain't the way we get down, that ain't how things was, and ain't stopping some of this shit, it just continued to go on and go on and go on. Because truthfully, we are scared of our children. And we don't have nothing to offer them. We don't have a culture. We haven't built a culture since, let's say, the last culture that was ever built or foundation that could remedy some of these problems is the Nation of Islam. After that, you ain't had nothing, because you ain't had nothing but turncoat sellout organizations that decided to be the vanguard to uphold white supremacy. So you got these black faces that's on the front line now upholding white supremacy, believe that the white man finances is our way out. So now you have these lost souls or these lost ones or these conscious ones who can see through this. They trying to fight against that. Then you got some brothers that's, you know, like I say, more scholastically and astute than us. But they spending their time debating. You see what I'm saying? They ain't trying to pull out the energy. They ain't trying to pull out what works, dissect what was in the ancient that worked and didn't work. They can tell you about the fall and all that. Okay, what made it work and what is in your DNA now that can be activated to come and restore whatever it was to cause us to fall. So like you were saying, regardless of what tribe, what like you said, even with the religion or whatever, what do we do to rebuild and create a new paradigm, create a new reality for us as a people? And that can be logged into the historical records of, okay, this was a people that failed, now they rose back up. And that'll be something for our future generation to study or to continue to carry the torch. See what I'm saying? We ain't set up nothing.
because we, like you said, we too busy arguing, want to debate, find out. We ain't none of that shit no more. We got to become a new people. Anyway, make up a new damn name. Go under a whole new banner. We need people now. Mm-hmm. You see what I'm saying? But they don't get it.
Sure. Not at all.
We can just be a whole new people.
Mm,
shit,
sure.
We don't have to go back and try to take on these other names that was ancient and lost, and most of them got, they tainted with the enemy's fingerprints all over them. This is what I'm going to call you, blah, 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 when I encounter you. He was naming you when he encountered you. Most of that shit, he was naming you, and you took it.
You remember what the messenger said?
Those names, it goes back to the complexion of the people, like Sunray was saying. It still go back to the complexion of the people. That means we connected because we look alike. Fuck that name.
What the messenger said right there?
The messenger said, they asked the messenger, they said, who will be your successor after you die? He said, there won't be a need for a successor. You mean to tell me that no one's going to take the reins of the nation after you die? He said, there's no need for that.
Right.
So eventually, that's why we're having these dialogues and heated dialogues. Eventually, that's going to die out. And we're going to go to another stage. You see, it's growing. We're agitated about the way it's growing, but it's growing. And we don't like these wild leaves over here, so we try to cut them wild leaves to let that grow. But eventually it's going to grow. Because the seed has been planted. But there's weeds about all around these seeds that have been planted. So seeds have to, the weeds have to die out so the plant can grow.
Mm-hmm.
It's still in germination stage, right? Spiritually, but you know, focus on the material too much and it's going to fuck up your creativity. Material is anything outside of you. Sound, music, words. That's material. Knowledge is material. When you read it from a book, that's material. It's always going to be dirt and material. Stuff dies every day. If you don't dust long enough, you'll see dust on your furniture. Why? Those are dead organisms. That was something that was alive that died. It's dust. Ashes to ashes, dust to dust. See, we as a collective people got to think on a collective mind for this shit to even work. I mean, it's just like, it's showmanship. And what's going to get accomplished? Are the Hebrew Israelites going to merge with Nation of Islam or the Moors or the Pan-Africanists or the Black Fire Movement? Because we're all black. Shit. We all didn't come from the same motherfucking place.
Mm-mm.
So quite actually, you want to represent your hood. Well, represent your hood and show me some love.
and let's have a business. I say you represent. I'm a representative, like Brother Andy was saying. I'm a representative too. But at the, hey, let's get our money on. Quit talking like a bunch of women and get your money on. That shit ain't flattered. Get your money on. Bill. Bill. Quit entertaining motherfuckers with talk in history. Because they ain't read it and you read it. Bill. Shit. That's what you get knowledge for, to build, right? You just going to build in the spiritual and not build in the physical? In other words, you can't manifest your thought. So, in other words, you ain't manifesting your will.
Damn, that's cold. Yeah.
You're mentally masturbating. Build. You the God. Build. Don't prove it to nobody. Prove it to yourself. If you God, build. And if everybody who believes they are black God and is God, build. And that's all you got to do. What the fuck we talking about, shit, folks? All that studying and all that shit trying to prove your so-called niche in history goes for naught. Motherfucker, build. You wasting your goddamn time. If your ancestors was even to talk to you, they'd be telling you, motherfucker, what are you doing?
There you go.
You supposed to be doing better shit than we doing. You arguing about the shit we doing? We gave you the knowledge. You ain't even studying it and trying to build and manifest what you know. That's the purpose of building some shit in the first place. Why do you think somebody builds some shit? So you can marvel at the mindset of the person who built it or painted it.
Mm-hmm.
Or a musician. Why the fuck they want to? So you can marvel at my genius.
There you go.
This is God status. I'm showing you that there's 99 attributes to the word Allah. Show and prove your Allahness. Not your moral science temple.
There you go.
Not your Nation of Islam. Not your Nuwabian temple. The God in you, show and prove. You wasting your time trying to outshine another brother and outteach a brother on science that make you feel good.
Mm-hmm.
But what you got to show for that shit? Nothing. Spend too much time trying to show and prove how much knowledge and God-like you are. God builds. You do more building than talking.
Mm-hmm.
God's words are short and exact. He ain't got time to chop it up with your ass.
Mm-hmm. He said, I come like a
thief. You see God in the Bible? Do he be sitting up there chopping it up with you? Jeez.
No.
He keep it short and sweet. Pop, I holler. You know what I'm saying? I'm going to just spit this to you, and I got to go. Shit, I'm on some other shit. But I digress, man.
Hey, shit, you damn near digressed the damn show, shit, with that right there, boy.
Yes, sir.
God say
yes.
Blah, 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 and jump right into motherfucking action. You wake up like, damn, I didn't know goddamn the world ended. I didn't know the flood was coming. Motherfucker, I told you. Didn't I send somebody to warn you?
Yeah. Hey, with that one, I want to take a quick quick commercial break right fast and play this song right here. Then, because, hey, man, this stuff that's going on with us in history, this Millie Jackson talking about I Cry, this shit do make you want to cry, the shit we going through, y'all. Right,
my girl singing, man.
saw a man laying on the street. I couldn't figure out why. People walked past without seeing that the man was about to die. When I called for help, no one came, cause they didn't want to get involved. The problem seemed that no one believes the situation can be solved. And I cried, baby, I cried.
Oh, yeah, that's Millie Jackson. Y'all talk about I cry. Y'all know we got to cry sometimes with this shit, man. I know what they said. I know the Temptation said that a man ain't supposed to cry. I'm going to tell y'all sometimes it's just so damn sad and it's so hurting to see the situation and the conditions that we're going through. Look at what's going on in our babies, man. Like I said, we're seeing videos on television. On YouTube. But we got young men now out here on videos twerking, shaking their ass, making it rain on another man. It's sad, y'all. This shit will make you fucking cry. Look at what's going on. And nobody want to talk about the conditions and things that's happening to us. So many of our children, man, especially right here in Memphis, every time I turn on the television, man, there's these three shooters a goddamn day in this city. Nobody's speaking out. The preachers ain't saying that. Goddamn crooked-ass politicians are not doing nothing, which I expect for them not to do nothing. Because they on the field, they get their meal kicked. They get their 30 pieces of silver. They get the crumbs from the master table. So I know damn well they're not going to speak out. So yeah, y'all, it makes you want to cry. It makes you want to be sad and want to get up. See, that's why we had old school teachers that made you want to get up. When I heard the teachers of the most honorable Elijah Muhammad when they were speaking, Brother Mack when they were speaking, Brother Collin, Brother Old Farrakhan when they were teaching, that shit makes you want to get out in the community and do something for yourself. Do something for your community. They don't give a damn for just picking up paper. Helping your elders across the street. Talking to your elders. Y'all know what we're going to talk about.
by elders are scared of us. They fear us. There used to be a time, we talk about an old African, what was he doing in Africa? There used to be an old African fishing with the elders. Pass on the wisdom to the youth. Pass on that wisdom to the people in the tribe. We don't do that no more. We don't talk to grandmama. We don't talk to granddad. We don't talk to great grandmama and granddad. We don't talk to, we don't even talk to our own mamas and daddies no damn. It's a sad situation, y'all. It's a sad, sad ass situation. Look what we have become here in America. Like Roland, we are a new place in America. We can't look at, we ponder upon what happened in the old time, and we don't even do nothing what they did in the old time. Like Brother Eric said, they were building. We talk about chemists, nuclear, some people were building. We look at where they five people, we all, they built the pyramids. What the hell are you building today? What you built today? The Honorable Elijah Muhammad, he told that we got to have some land by ourselves. We got to build a community by ourselves. Then what came behind him? There was a brother who came behind him named Dr. Malachi York. Bought 419 acres worth of land and tried to do just what the most honorable Elijah Muhammad said. He said, since we can't go to Egypt, God damn it, I'm going to build Egypt right here in the West. You build temporary of the East of the West. So we were doing what we read, what we heard about, what we seen about. We had some people that do. So what we talk about today, we get on those next things. Let's do something, y'all. Let's do something. Let's just not talk about it. Let's be about it. Y'all know how to do it. Y'all know I always got to throw a Bible in here, too. But there's a part of the Bible saying, faith without works is dead. In other words, don't just believe you a Hebrew Israelite. Don't just believe that you a boy. Don't believe you a newbie. Don't believe you this, you a that. Show some works behind the shit y'all talking about. That's what we're talking about. We got to do. We got to build up our community. Let's run these goddamn Arabs about our community. Let's run these goddamn Hindus about our community. As hotels and motels and shit. Those sleeve holes that they got. They don't care nothing about you. You go in and try to spend a dollar with them, they frown up at you. Look at the Korean, they follow your ass when you go in the store, hoping that your ass don't find a steal nothing. You can't even shop good without them looking over the goddamn counter, looking to see if you're gonna steal something. Let's get these people up out of our goddamn neighborhood. When we say nation building, let's build a nation. Let's just not talk about it. Let's not put a nation on a piece of goddamn paper and say, I'm this, I'm that. Man, our people in historical times didn't do that. Look at Shaka Zulu. Look at the Zulu nation. Look how great the Zulu nation was. They were building ever. They were building a great legacy for themselves. Man, come on. We got to do better than what we're doing besides just talking. Besides just talking. Like I said, just talking ain't going to get it. The faith without work is dead. That shit ain't getting it. And I'm going to say one thing. I'm going to shut up on Nelson. I seen a video with Brother Tyrese. Y'all going to check out Hook Up Tyrese. I didn't know Tyrese was that deep. Y'all know the brother who be singing. I didn't know he was that deep. The brother had a video where he was saying the same thing that we saying. He saying, you just can't pray. Just sit around and pray and hope that somebody going to knock on your door and then say, hey, I heard you was trying to be an aspiring actor. I heard that you were looking for a job. I heard you were hungry. He said, no, you got to get out and put in some works. Put in some works. As Brother Eric said, I'm going to say it again. What Brother Eric said, let's build. Let's build. Let's put in some goddamn work. Let's get our hands dirty. Let's get our hands dirty. Not just, goddamn it, our mouths dirty with words and shit. Let's get our hands dirty, goddamn it. Put some steel toes on. Put some hard hats on. Let's build some. Goddamn it. We afraid. We built up what? Oklahoma City. Black Wall Street. We built up that. So it ain't. We built up a lot of shit, y'all. It's time. We got the money. People and all the time, people want to say, "Well, we gotta." It's our problem. It's economic. I don't give a damn what the situation, what the topic is. We always want to say it's economics. It's economics. We got money. We got money in America. But what? Here's the problem. We got big. We got millionaires in this country. We got Dr. Dre damn near finna be a billionaire, but we know what token he's on. But still, again, we have the money. A lot of times, we don't even just need the money. We have a thing called barter system. Like I said, so we can deal with that. But we always want to bring, no matter what the situation, that we bring money. And then a lot of times, Red, I hate hearing this shit a lot of times because you know what? That's how we've got a lot of all these sellouts out here. Because they always got you focused on getting the goddamn dollar. And first thing you want to do, as soon as the opportunity comes, the goddamn cracker come whispering in your ear, he going to take you away from you. Black power today.
And tomorrow he gonna give you $1 million. What you gonna do? You gonna throw down that motherfucking Black Power. You gonna throw that Black Panther uniform in the garbage. You ain't no longer Black Power. You ain't throwing up no black fish. Now your ass been to put on that motherfucking white corporate uniform, and you gonna walk proud. You gonna walk like Carlton on the Fresh Bel Air, Fresh Prince of Bel Air. So we gotta quit talking about all these motherfucking economics, because look at what we doing to each other in the community now. Everything is about economics. It's about economics. It's about getting paper. Yeah, we ain't nothing but conscious pimps out here now. We did a show, Conscious Pimp. So quit talking about economics and start focusing on more. If we get together, the money going to be there. When we unite, shit going to come to us. Like I said, when we do the barter system, you got peanut butter, I got jelly. That's how that shit came together in the first place. You got Kool-Aid, I got sugar. We going to come together, we going to have some shit. But when we come together and start always throwing away money, that's how the goddamn cracker be hearing that shit, and that's how he come getting our ass, picking our ass off every time, because he already know we going to say it's economic is what's going to liberate us. And we've been having money for how long, y'all? And what conditions we still in right now today? We still in the same condition, hollering about we need money, and we got money, and we still fucked up. So it ain't money that's going to get us out of this shit. You can't buy, like Malcolm said, and I said I was going to shut up. Malcolm said it right here. Malcolm said you can't sing up on freedom. You got to swing up on it. So I'm going to say the same thing. You can't buy no goddamn freedom. You got to swing up on it. Just like Muammar Gaddafi them had money. Look at Muammar Gaddafi. Had money. What happened? United States came in and took them. They was a sovereign land. Took them out of the box. Saddam Hussein had money. Look at all the beautiful palace he had. Had money. What happened? He's dead and fucking gone. So money ain't going to buy you your goddamn liberation. I don't give a damn how much money you got. You people don't give a goddamn. Wesley Snipes had money. What happened to him? He went to jail. Ron Isley had money. What happened to him? He went to jail. So they don't give a fuck about you and your money. So quit always throwing about we need money. That's how your ass going to become. Keep on becoming the sellouts, because that cracker know how to pick your ass off by the money. I'm through on that note. Go ahead.
I wanted to add on to what you were saying.
I'm thinking about, go ahead.
About, you know, it's an oxymoron, man. It's like you're trying to teach some people who are in a certain condition, up out of that condition, but there's no economics for them to get out of that condition. You know, people live lives the way they live it to survive. You know what I'm saying? If there's no way out, or, you know, and, I mean, you got to have, that's a lot of work, man. That's changing a person's lifestyle within an environment that they're in. And you're just trying to do it on history and spirituality. But the spirit can't activate on that level to the highest degree when food and shelter is the number one thing in the day. See, when food and shelter ain't the number one thing for your day, like it was for the caveman, then you can focus on spirituality. You can focus on yourself. You can start learning your history. See? Mm-hmm. Everybody been there, I'm sure, at one point in time in their life. Hustling to survive. Hustling to eat. At some point in time, maybe you heard something that enlightened you and was helping you and guiding you to think on a different level, and you can work yourself out of the situation you were in. Who did that? Somebody break you off 2 G's to help you get started? Quite naturally, no. Maybe they did. See? see what I'm saying? You have to be at a certain comfort level for the spirit to take over. Because outside forces are manipulating the spirit. It's the art of survival. And there's levels to that shit. We're doing that shit on this level. Maybe we need to do a show on the art of survival and the art of war.
Yep.
The art of survival and the art of war. See, because surviving is the key. If you don't eat, ain't no more use. You ain't got no food, clothes, and shelter, ain't no more use. Everybody on this motherfucking phone line and who's listening is a paycheck or two paychecks away from being like that brother on the street that the sister was singing about on the break.
Mm-hmm.
You don't want to see that. You don't want to be that.
Brother Eric.
But you already know that they wasn't always like that. They wasn't always like that. What the fuck happened? That's what you be asking yourself. What the hell happened to his ass? He wasn't always like that. Same way with your history. We wasn't always like this. What the hell happened? We look like that man on the ground right now. Ancestors walking by looking at us on the ground. Ain't got up yet, talking like a motherfucker, slurring and everything. He ain't got up yet. He's still drunk off that goddamn knowledge. I wish he put that eight ball down and go to work. Go ahead, bro. Go ahead, bro.
Yeah, I'm in.
Don't nobody want to talk, I'll go ahead. Because I see it like this, man. Either you're going to get it within yourself or you ain't. I mean, what's the purpose of it for anyway? So I can spot out all the shit that we done. At some point in time, the expression of knowledge is a turnoff. I mean, like, what's your motive, man? You're just spouting all these figures and these numbers and these eloquent words. And what are you trying to convey to me? You know? Trying to sex me up with words? I ain't got time for it, man. Because I could do that shit too, but that shit is a nightmare. Quite to the contrary. I know what the fuck I'm talking about. It is what it is. When it comes down to it, it comes down to elevating people to understand
they're more than what they are. You're not just a Moor. You're not just a Asiatic. You're not just the God Nation, God and Earth. You're not just an African. You're more than that. You're not just a Hebrew Israelite. You're more than that. Y'all wearing t-shirts like HBCUs and shit. With the band and everything. Represent. Time out for that, man. Too much work to be done. We bullshit. Technology is just running amok and we sleepwalking. Y'all studying history, you better be studying technology too. Get your ass about to get fucked up. I'm telling you. Study history good. Study your history right now so you don't get fucked up. Study that shit. Because that's what you're living in. You ain't living back then. Can't even speak the language. Wouldn't like the shit if you experienced the shit. You'd have to get accustomed to that shit. So fuck what y'all talking about. You'd be like, yeah, I'm African, but I ain't down with that shit. Oh, you're just European nice. Listen to what the fuck I'm saying. Y'all playing. Y'all ain't talking about no real shit. It's good to be, you know, proud of your shit, but man, how far are you gonna take it? You ain't developed no pool. Like the brother said, they sit back laughing. Yeah. Ain't nobody talking about no money. Ain't nobody talking about no land. Ain't nobody talking about no technology. Ain't nobody investing money. Ain't nobody talking business. Talking history. Niggas ain't even no threat. Niggas fighting over civil rights and shit. Bullshit like that. Shit, power represents power. Your DNA represents power, but on the table, they ain't got no pull. I'm talking about resource. You got to barter with. Give you what you want, but you want to give me something. You think you just gonna walk up here and just take my shit? Nah, bro, I don't get down like that. We can negotiate. You can talk all you want. I don't get how many motherfuckers you get to march. Until you bring something to the table, man. Yeah, we ain't talking about shit. What you got? Oh, I got your workforce. Well, they work for me. Shit, they can take a day off. I don't give a fuck. They don't stop this. Take too much time off fucking with y'all, you get fired. So you build your organization. And try to defeat the most powerful philosophy on the planet, Satan. You defeat Satan. I'm going to show and prove. I'm going to get butt naked with it and come all the way out with it. That's what he's doing now. And show your ass. Can't fuck with this. And I'm through. Somebody, you ain't got nothing else you want to say. No, ain't nobody got nothing else they want to say, man.
Go ahead, brother Ant.
Am I in?
You always in.
Oh, I thought because it said muted. I'm wondering. I'm like, yeah, shit. I'm coming in to shit. Yeah, brother Eric. I like that. I like that. I like both of y'all had to say, man.
Coming straight from the heart, beloved.
Yeah, you can feel it too.
Because what's real is what's real, man.
Yeah, yeah. That's one.
I hold my nuts in my motherfucking hand, man.
Me too. And throw them like dice if shit. I have
to. Motherfucker. All goddamn time.
Word is mine. Yeah. but yeah, yeah. That was. I like that stop sign. You broke that down. Both of y'all. So, shit. Where do I fit in at? Well, I agree with both of y'all. But like you said, when it comes to looking at it from the aspect of economics, let me address that. I'll look at it from that. Like somebody
said, I mean,
economic.
Mm-hmm. I mean, that's all shit that we need to be discussing.
Yeah, to a certain level.
I mean, not on the airwaves.
Economic.
You know what I'm saying? Not on the airwaves and such, but, I mean, we need to be doing some shit.
Yeah. See, I look at economics.
I mean, when we do some shit, we provide income in different areas throughout the state.
Exactly.
When we doing some.
Exactly. And I look at economics, though, as some Ray said, economics, and see me, this my pet peeve, and you know, maybe people don't agree with me or they do or whatever. I like to take the Eurocentric aspect of viewing out of anything that we do because that's what fuck us up. Like some Ray was saying, it created a sellout every second. Some Ray gave him a break. I say every fucking second. They'll take them damn uniforms or whatever it is. They call culturalists that they was out. Them niggas will throw that away. They made what they did. When old boy made the movie, the Wayne boys when it that movie when it had all the old school exploitation brothers in it. And the dude said, where your whole crew at? It was Keenan Ivory Wayne. And he went to go and get them. They was ODing off of gold or whatever. And he went to go get the Black Nationalist dude. And I didn't know until last year. Somebody told me that was supposed to be a representation of Bobby Fields in that movie. But he sold out. He said, well, we went in with guns and they came out with jobs. That's basically what somebody was saying. When you look at how you want to structure your society, then, like somebody said, he can come with the biblical verse, because I ain't at first with it. But I can understand what it, when the Bible can speak on it. He can give you the exact verse. What it says, you cannot set and structure your shit up like the devil or the beast. Even Elijah's mama said that. When you want to set your stuff up like them and then find comfortability in it, but with a black face on it, you living that right now. You got the boule who said, look, we're going to do this like the white man and set it up like that, and we'll become economically strong. Who's economically strong? Who's reaping the benefits? It's the black elite. So as you become more and more conscious then you can speak about the boule, but yet you want to try to say, I got to go and achieve and get my cut on that level of what these bourgeoisies got that been denying me. You'll never get it. For the simple fact, they are the vanguards, and they have been promised what they got. These niggas don't work. They don't have a track record of creating or building nothing. It's been given to them to keep you from being, like Sunray said, the Black Wall Street, the Wilmington, the Toast, what's that other one? Rosewoods, out in California. That first city was set up out there by those, I can't remember the name of it. But anyway, those type of economic centers of Black progression cannot ever exist because there's no Blackie there who will report to white. There's no white funding that will make sure that they have a seat at the table to make certain decisions in which direction that you move in. So therefore, when you do talk about economics, you got to always go to the level of saying, hey, we're going to move on the barter system. What I'm really trying to say is you got to move out of their way of monetary value. So when you chasing their dollar, you can never ever put power in your dollar or your standard of currency. You take their currency and transfer it into your currency, and then we collectively agree that this is what we say is the standard of doing business with each other. And if you don't believe me, you go over to the Philippines. They was using seashells as a form of currency and tribal women. And they were shutting down and controlling. And these were the indigenous people. And when they had problems going on came on TV, you can probably pull it up. I'll try to look for it and put it up on the thing. But the modern society always still dealt with what the indigenous chieftains said. So this one sellout ran to the city and told them, hey, blah, 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 blah. But he had this some foul shit. But he was from another tribe, but he was an indigenous, and they were indigenous. So they told him, hey, y'all got to settle that shit yourself. So he tried to get him the currency that was from the modern society. And the chieftain told him, no, I want the seashell and four or five of your women to justify this. And they told him, we had our hands off. Y'all got to work that out yourself. So the dude picked him two women, took him some seashells, and that was currency among them because they had a treaty that superseded and that was ancient beyond what they set up in a modern city. That's the mentality you have to have when you say, I'm going to build my economic structure. You can't say, I'm going to operate under the U.S. monetary system. Once you start dealing with the U.S. monetary system, you fall under the jurisdiction and the laws of the European because that's his shit. You can't go and take his money and then say, now I'm going to set up corporations and use his instrument to empower yourself. You can't do that because it don't belong to you. That shit is copywritten by them. So as long as you moving those instruments and building structures, you now become part of their corporate. Your shit become part of them. Always will have jurisdiction and authority over you. It's when you break away. And don't believe me, Sunray. What did I send to you the other day? I don't know if you can post it now. If not, you know, I'll get it back to you. Each state used to have money, and to get the indigenous people into dealing within the U.S. corporation, they got money. I put up an Alabama dollar. Did you get it, sir, Ray? Alabama.
Did you send it on Facebook? You send it on Facebook? You send it on Facebook?
I put it in private for you so you can
all right, go ahead. I'm looking for it now.
Okay, if it ain't in there and didn't get to you, I'll send it back. But they will put the people's faces on this money. They got money. You can go to Amazon or eBay and Google black natives on money, and you'll see that you was on your own damn currency. Why you can't do that now? And they say, oh, we won't. Why they don't put Martin Luther King? Nigga, we was putting our own people on money before these people come around. Why we can't do it now and say, hey, yo, we're going to put our labor behind this currency and make it valuable. See, it's a lot of ways to do this shit. But everybody want to paperwork and befriend. That's why I said we're going to do a show, and I'm going to show y'all how we was invaded by dirty Moors, dirty blacks, and I think it was you, Eric, me and you had talked back and forth when they made that Masonic agreement. I'm going to show you how black Europeans and white Europeans came and invaded and had an agreement to overthrow what we was doing. I'm going to show y'all. We can't do it right now because we're running out of time, but it's going to show you the division, the conquering and division, and how the slavery and destruction of what we had set up over here that all of us, which all of us here had set up, which is our inheritance that is being robbed, and how these black Prince Hall Masons, these black Scottish Rite and York Rite Masons are descendants of those Moors and connected to that, or they have been initiated to always keep down, and they were the sellouts that were coming to keep us from becoming an economic powerhouse again. Because we didn't have to use the international monetary system. We didn't have to use that. We had our own shit. And that's why I sent Survey to show them. We had our own money. They had their money where they was trying to issue it to us so that we can use, so they could trap us into being part of their system because they needed what we had. We controlled all the resources. And we can do it again.
Hey, brother, right. Is it called the history of the $5 bill? The history of the $5 Indians?
Yeah, I think it's like a...
it was YouTube
like
video. Was
like
it YouTube?
I think, yeah, I sent two of them to you.
Okay.
It's like a dollar. It might be in there.
I got you. I sent it. It's posted. Oh, and one thing I know, brother, I know Eric finna say something. She said that movie you were talking about with the Wayne brothers, Sister Teresa, that was I'ma Get You Sucker. Go ahead, brother.
I'ma Get You Sucker. Yeah.
Go ahead, brother.
So.
Oh yeah. I just want to add on to what Anthony was saying about the financial aspect of it, and how it deals with us. Getting back to that point. If you notice, when we dialogue with each other, it's either the majority of it is negative outcome that we suffer from a daily basis. Go in the house, man. I'll be in there in a minute. Go in the house, and we focus on the sorrow to a degree that's unbelievable. I mean, go to your Facebook page, go to your Twitter, go to your email, go to any of your medium exchange, and if you might get one or two positive shit throughout your day, but the majority is death, negativity, slander, spiritual shit that you respond to. That's the majority of it. It's your whole day. You ain't getting shit on how should you invest your ones and twos. You ain't into how to increase your paper. You into all this. I'm not saying don't negate it, but I'm just saying, look, the information that's being fed to us on a daily basis, surely we can't be successful. Look at what we're bombarded with. Negativity. How are you going to deal with all that energy? It's kind of hard to turn it off because you're addicted to it. But you've been addicted to that, and you've been addicted to something else before you got that. You was addicted to TV before you got the computer. Then you got the computer, you was addicted to that. Now you're addicted to the cell phone. You see? You're addicted. Or we addicted to this shit and trying to build. Your focus is off base. Our focus is off base, man. You know when two brothers used to fight and all they did was sit up there and talk and they never fight, just go around in circles and flexing and shit? You'd be like, oh, they're just bullshit. They ain't gonna fight. That's what you got in the conscious community. You know what I'm saying? Mm-hmm. I mean, damn, man. It is what it is. Because ain't no sense in talking about it. Do it. Remind me of an old school player who always wanted to tell me how many hoes he had, but never did have no hoes. Never could show me no hoes. But he wanted me to think how he was a player. Same thing. Players. Same fucking thing. Let me see your canvas. Let me see your artwork. Show and prove. Talk is cheap. Build, shit. Black women waiting on us to build, man. That's they right. Really, they love us. They love us, and they love the shit that come out of our mouth, but they waiting on us to build, man. That's how much love she got for you. She waiting on you. She know you up and around stirring. You still got your pajamas on, but you talking about you finna go to work, and she liked that shit. She liked to hear you talk about building, but she wants you to build. God damn it! Make my womb proud. Make me prouder just to know that the seed in my lineage is powerful enough, and I reflect the God and the original master of the heavens and earth. Make me feel that within you. That's why I married you. That's why I'm with you. Not for you to go out there and talk some shit with some other brothers. What kind of shit is that? I'm right here. Talk to me.
My old lady told me that shit.
Talk to right. Me. Don't talk. Look what you talking to another man for? You can't build shit with another man. You build shit with me. Talk to me. And I think I summed that bitch up. Cry over that motherfucker. Because I'm crying. Go ahead, y'all, man. Shit. Y'all can still hear me in this motherfucker.
Yes, sir. Shit, I think with that one, friend, I think that's I think that might be a wrap. I think that'd be it. I think we can go ahead and wrap this one on up.
Yeah, that's what you need to be doing. Building with your woman. Build with her. Get you some seed and build. You don't build. You ain't producing no fruit from another man. What's wrong with you? Dropping seeds on a man. What you dropping seeds on a man for? He a man. Fuck him. You drop seeds on a female. That's where you plant your seed. On the spiritual and the physical and the knowledge base. Shit. Y'all don't like it, but I'm telling y'all the goddamn truth, and y'all already know that shit. That's whole shit. Dropping knowledge on that female in front of that ground and build a God. Wasting seeds with niggas. Wasting seeds with niggas, fuck. Women around here waiting to stand up.
Work.
Be a man. Fuck talking to them niggas. Show and prove me. She's trying to show and prove niggas, fuck. Fuck them niggas. Is you gay, niggas? No. What shit, how do you business? Motherfuckers. That's what they be wanting to tell your punk ass, but they're doing it in a different way. Because they just want to hurt your motherfucking feelings. So they do all this old crazy bullshit and have you confused, but that's what they really want to say, but they don't want to make your punk ass cry. So you flex your strength and knowledge on another nigga. Because you can't flex it on her. Because she know your weakness. Man, the fuck up. Every man got a weakness. And every woman know his weakness.
Yep. Ain't gonna fuck with
you. Only reason I'm with you is to allow you to know my weakness. Because I don't even have to be with you. I could be everywhere and which way I want to be. And some men are like that because they don't want a woman to know their weakness.
There you go.
Because they don't know how to handle the feminine side of their weakness.
Woo!
Am I teaching or am I not teaching tonight, God damn it.
Shit. Hey. Yo, I know you got an issue, but you come from a
I'm teaching my own motherfucking self at the same goddamn time.
I think you want it to be self in the nigga mind. I know you
shit, I want
got
some
it.
Of this shit too. I got my sponge out. Because this shit don't come from no goddamn book.
Exactly.
Come from the heart, it come from the spirit. And come from just common motherfucking sense.
Yep.
See, sometimes we can't teach motherfuckers all up in the cloud and use big words and pontificate like, you ain't reaching nobody like that, motherfucker.
Yeah, change.
Who you trying to raise? Harvard students, motherfucker? Well, motherfucker, you trying to raise the dead. Motherfuckers don't even understand the word the before I even looked it up. So why are you coming with this calling yourself raising the dead? Trying to sound so happy. You ain't trying to raise the dead. You ain't.
There's something about that.
You want to put a dress on and look pretty. That's what you want to do with the big word. In other words, you want some titty and some ass. And look at me. Well, I grind on this motherfucking knowledge. Any sex where I drop it. Even though I've got a fucked up way of talking. Any sex. This is my CeeLo. This is how I get down.
All right, now. All right.
Fuck that shit, bruh. You, look. What? Am I out of pocket? Am I out of pocket? Am I out of pocket? Like, oh, no, no, no. Am I out of pocket? Shit. You're teaching the ignorant, man. You don't teach the ignorant with big words. You teach the ignorant with words that can understand. You call yourself saving people. So many words were thrown around in that motherfucker yesterday. I'm like, who the fuck y'all talking to? White man? That's what kind of terminology he used. Not that I'm illiterate or nothing like that, but I just pick up on that shit. I'm like, man, you know what, bruh? This shit coded to the motherfucker. This shit coded, player. But one love. But I'm gonna pull down y'all niggas' nasty draws too. Code. You don't code the people. Tell people what's up right and exact. As soon as you start coding, that's when you should motherfucking know. Like, damn, why you use that motherfucking word? Was that necessary? No, it was. Shit is not necessary. When you trying to, save your people. You ain't giving no fucking lecture at Harvard, motherfucker. You talking to your people. What the fuck wrong with you? Huh? Keep it 100. That's all I'm saying. You hate me if you want to. That's my motherfucking opinion. Kiss my ass. I'm just saying what's real is what's real.
That's what he do with that. Let's go back to what Sunray say. That's that tribalistic shit, you know? But as you say, who you talking to? See, we got a lot of these who. We're going to have to hammer these bitches out by the fall. Who sent you? Who you talking to? Who man you? It's a lot of who's. We're going to have to call this bitch Who's Who's of Black America. We're going to have to do a show on that there. With all these who's who's. Because ain't none of these niggas coming. You know what I'm saying? Where are you coming from? What you coming to bring? With all these who's who's. And I don't understand it, but still, Brother Eric, you on fire tonight, bro. You and somebody. You know what I'm saying? And it's opening up the mind. Hopefully, people could, you know, can analyze what you brothers are saying and what I'm saying and what, you know, is being expounded upon. Shit, we got to get the building. That's, you know. All this history and arguing and who came first and who did this and who stole from this. Ain't no blackie stole from nobody because we shared. Flat out. The only thief is that motherfucking white man. And the protector of this booty he took is he sell out Uncle Tom Black. We want to make sure that they get whatever it is, they've taken from us. They can control, maintain it, as long as they get a little cut of it. So, that's all what it is, you know. But, y'all made it plain as hell, man. Y'all say, you know, like, Sunray, he played the song. It's like, you gotta laugh, like, I'm laughing from crying. But deep down inside, you're crying, because you're looking at you, your eye open and you like, what the? My motherfuckers don't get it. So, well, I'm just laughing today, you know. I would go into the DNA, but shit, we don't need to go into it now. This shit is made it plain. brother, son, you want to come in, drop some or whatever? Close it out
Well, yeah, we can go ahead and close this bad boy out. Eric got something else he's going to throw in there.
Go ahead, man. I'm closing out with you.
You know, Eric,
because I got to go. Because I didn't talk too much tonight. And the more I talk,
What more? All I'm doing is repeating what you're saying. Shit, ain't no need.
I ain't lied on nobody though. I ain't lied on nothing. I just kept it 100. You know what I'm saying? Cause Freedom Radio keep 100.
Yeah,
you know, certain things they can't say, I say for them. You know what they can't say, we'll say it over here. That's what it is. This is an alternative news black radio show. What they can't say over there, we can say over here because we built that platform. Some things they wish they could say and just do like how we do, but that's not their platform. So they got a certain platform that they discuss to, and we have our platform. So it's just, you know, there's different platforms for the same agenda, but you know. You know, they'll never get down dirty like this. They'll never keep it 100 with you like this. Never. Tell me I'm lying, bro. If I'm lying, shit, tell me. Eric, you wrong. They keep it 100. You wrong. They keep it 100. Maybe I'm wrong. Shit.
They wouldn't dare ruffle a feather on their master.
I ain't trying to get in no shit with them. I like them. I like what they do and shit like that. But it's just a different platform. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying? It ain't like, you know, I'm trying to ride on their ass and shit. Because I listen to them and shit. And we need all different kind of black block talk radio shows. We just don't need one of them motherfuckers. We need all kinds of shit. We need different perspectives on shit. So, I'm not knocking them. You know what I'm saying? I just have my little side comments and shit because that's how I am. But I think a lot that they got their show and we got, you know what I'm saying? We don't want to be the only blog talk radio show. You know, it ain't that shit. And we don't want to be, you know, it ain't about that shit. It's about the love for the black community and what we all doing. And we just expressing ourselves based on a different perspective. That's all it is to it. That's all it is to it. One love, but, you know, we like to clown with it. So there you have it. There you have it. But, you know, use your yardstick and measure and judge for yourself. Go listen to shit we say, like some race say. Do your research and analyze the shit and do it for yourself. If we wrong, we wrong. Shit. I never have not heard about nobody tell us we wrong, though. Have you some right?
Man,
I ain't never got no email saying y'all wrong, y'all this, y'all. I ain't never got shit. So don't be trying to think of no bullshit to send, because I'm not responding to ignorant bullshit just because I said this shit. I'm just saying.
Really?
But we just keep it real, man, so you can think about. If you're in a box, we can give you something to think outside the goddamn box. Goddamn. We ain't trying to make you be. This ain't no faith-based initiative. It's just, we ain't trying to convert you to nothing. We just trying to make you think. So, we ain't trying to do no harm. But it's conscious radio. Think about what the fuck you're doing. Analyze. Go ahead, y'all.
Hmm.
Yes, sir.
Oh, well, shit. Well, that one, we can get the hell up out of El Segundo, as they say, and leave out of here with dead prayers. Dead prayers. No way as the way. All right, finally. Peace, y'all. We up out this mind.
All right. One love.
Peace. Peace. Love. Peace.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
Yeah, I used to go to church, but the church didn't quench my thirst. Mama taught me to put God first, but she never tried to block my search. I was curious, young but serious. Why is religion so mysterious? Why is black life so hard? They say you're not supposed to question God. Well, is it okay to question the pastor? Was it passed down from the slave master? It was only the truth I was after, but I never could get a straight answer, so I couldn't relate to the sermon. Put down the Bible, then I start learning about life. Didn't know where the path would lead, but I had to get off my knees.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
I feel with the 5 percenters, on the guard within us, it's no limits. Studied the Matunetta from Kemet, all saw remembered. Smoked herb with the Rastafarians, grew my locks, became a vegetarian. Following the Tao, filling with the Baba Lao, jewels being handed to an innocent child. My mind is a Buddhist temple, the truth is simple. I try to be principled, walking with a warrior spirit. Ain't nothing like learning from first-hand life experience. I'm a realist, that's all I deal with. Respect and truth, that's all I build with. A child of the universe, my religion is life and it's just as valid. I strive for balance.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay, it's alright. Your way might not be my way, but it's okay, it's alright.
I gotta admit, I don't know, in the end, which way it's gonna go. While we sit by the project window, instead of living off the land with my kinfolk. Is there even a master plan? An unseen hand, is God a man? Some say that's sacrilegious. Same folks selling us lies about Christmas, Santa Claus, and the Easter Bunny, just so the capitalists can make money. They say God'll take care of it, but you a terrorist if you say the same thing in Arabic. It's so hypocritical. It's a miracle. Listen to the message in the spirituals. Wade in the water, I'm following Miss Tubman in that Turner. I'm praying for my freedom and headed for the border.
My way might not be your way, but it's okay.